It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. All our comments this week relate to coverage of last week's tragic events in Boston. Steve from Berea emailed us, apparently about something the BBC did during its coverage on Tuesday morning. He writes, "What are you doing? Why did you interrupt the update to the Boston bombing news report? It was very disrupting to those of us wanting to understand what happened. You really should have dropped BBC and gone live with NPR. Leanne wrote, "What happened to Q? I always listen to Gian Gomeshi on my trip from Danville to teach at EKU, and this week there was no Q. I was very disappointed." Two callers, preferring to remain anonymous, left messages on the listener comment line.
"I appreciate that you're wanting to keep us all involved and up to the minute. But frankly, I think the obsession is really unhealthy, and I would far rather have regular programming and trust that you would break in at such time as the suspect has been apprehended. It seems like for hours you've just been rehashing details, and it's time to get on with regular programming."
"So it was great waking up this morning and hearing the breaking news coverage that had happened overnight. But you guys are turning into like Fox News or something with just the repeat the whole day, and it got kind of old. I'm glad there's new news now. That's great. But give me back this American life. Let's go."
We're grateful for all the comments and invite you to keep letting us know what you think. Email us at weku@eku.edu, post on our Facebook page, or call the listener comment line, 859-622-1657. We'll gladly keep your comment anonymous, but please be sure to leave your name and callback information. Then tune in next Monday at this time for listener feedback on 88.9 WEKU.